Welcome to episode 3 of the Odds On podcast. It's Andrew Stanley here, and I'm joined once again by Davey Riley.
Hello.
And rejoined by Ryan Cullen.
Yeah, a slightly tanner Ryan Cullen.
Slightly tanner?
No. Tanner? Tanned?
No. I played football with Ryan last night, and of course the inevitable shower happened, which it's just Wednesday. It's not even to do with football.
Right.
And Ryan is, so his face is slightly tanned, and then just the tiny bit where he was obviously wearing a lower than V-neck, usual V-neck, yeah. There's a little red patch. Look, it's a tiny little red patch. It's going to start to peel, yeah.
So I'm peeling perfectly triangle peeling.
Amazing.
So how is Barcelona, the secret Barcelona trip.
Yeah, extended. Everything was delayed. Yep, great. It was fantastic. Great. Well, I actually tried to shout at a couple of people. I wanted to get like a little soundbite or something for flying because I kind of came over and I went, "Hey." And I tried to, I was like, "Espanol." And then I realized they're all Catalonians, so they're kind of like half dodgy about the whole Spain thing. They're like,
and dodgy about an Irish guy coming over going, like, that's not encouraging people to say something. Making a noise.
In case they just thought I was shouting Spain at them, right? I was trying to wave Ladbrokes in their face as if it's something to do with football.
You don't have Ladbrokes over there.
Yeah. How would Ladbrokes encourage them to say España?
Listen, if this was Ireland, we would all respond by, "Way."
Yeah, but you wouldn't say yes. You wouldn't say Ireland. Your logic is 100% flawed.
I should have just said Iniesta.
Or just, can you say España?
No.
Do they have bookies over there?
I don't know if they have bookies, but they have people who have brains.
Yeah.
They don't have bookies, and they're not. I was banned from the Ladbrokes site, so I was sending stuff to Andrew, going, "You're gonna have to put that on there."
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about this in the last episode. Yeah,
yeah, they would.
Yeah, because it's geographical. Yeah. So obviously, what you need to do, a little tip for all our bettors out there: turn off your geolocations before you go, and then it'll still think you're in Ireland.
Oh.
Andrew Stanley, starting gambling habits at an early age.
My dad moved to Spain.
So good trip. Good to have you back. We had Pat Samuri in here and he didn't know football.
No,
he did know it. I'm joking. And his bets, one of his bets almost came in. I'm trying to think which one. Oh, it was the Spain one. Almost. It was so close.
Remember was it again?
The outside bet against Spain, against Czech Republic they played?
Was yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, "Give me an outsider on that. 7-1, anytime." And then, of course, Piqué got it in the 88th minute or something.
Yeah.
Which I had first scorer on. Not first scorer, but just scorer. But it was, I didn't show, that's why when I sent you the picture, Davey, I did cut off the rest of the bet.
Right.
Because the rest of the bet did not come in.
It was an accumulator, wasn't it?
It was an accumulator. But it was like Long and, oh no, it was,
it was,
yeah,
Long and Long, wasn't it?
Lukaku and Long. That's terrible. So here we go. So I tell you what, because this is episode 3 and where everybody's played at least once and a couple of second round games have already happened now.
Yeah.
So we're 6 days in. So let's do a wrap up. Okay, let's do a standings so far for the betting boys.
This is a competition.
This is a competition, yeah. After all. We do remember. So I'll briefly explain the rules again for people who are joining us. So it's €10 a day for bets. You have to use the whole €10 in one day, and you can bet on anything you want, or you can use bettings from your winnings as well. Okay, so there we go. Right, so let's hear how we're standing so far. We'll do it. Go, man. Go, just day by day. Do whatever you want to do, Davey.
So first of all, we'll go Ryan.
Yep.
We'll go Ryan. The first day, lost everything.
Okay.
Didn't win a bet.
Good.
You feed the fish before you kill it, guys.
Oh, I don't know what that means. That's a Donegal goal thing.
Is that you giving Ladbrokes money? Being like, hold on to that for me, will you?
It's like a terrible savings.
I'll be back.
Pawnbroker. Yeah. So then, second day, second round of games, Ryan lost everything again.
Okay.
Still feeding that fish.
Let's speed it up, actually. Okay.
So, all right, okay. Effectively, Ryan has lost everything so far.
Okay, good.
Ryan has lost every bet.
He has come very close.
The fish has died of overfeeding.
Well, he's come very close. Like, there's been at least 3 bets where he's been waiting on one goal.
Yeah. You know? And last night, all I needed was France to score in both hands against Albania.
He had France to score both halves. And that was the second half of the bet. The first half had come in. The difficult half had come in.
What was the first half of the bet?
First half was both teams to score in the early game, the Switzerland game.
Yeah. Yeah. And I lumped all 10 on it because I went nice and handy that one.
Nice and handy.
We'll keep that though.
France, Albania. But who would have known they'd have 15 shots off target before they got one on target? That was a goal in the 90th minute.
Just left it late. Early late.
A little cheeky five on Payet, anyway.
And I had a cheeky side bet on at halftime. I put France minus one. So to win by two goals or more. So 95th minute, it came in. He texts me going, I hate you. It's a lack of encouragement. That's the problem.
I had Mehdi for Switzerland.
Oh, God.
And Paye, anytime score, double.
Mehdi. Oh, yes. Come in. Yeah. Jesus.
Did you put 10 cents on it? I've seen Laura Byrne put.
I feel like he should be doing the best.
Sweet Euro. Sweet Euro. 1-8.
Yeah, Laura Byrne did put 15 cents on France at 9-20. I don't think actually it must have been 30 cents because it returned 14 cents.
It's the long con.
Oh my
She's just
ridiculous.
Slowly making money.
So there we go. So Ryan's lost zero after 6 days. Yeah. So he's minus 60 euro so far. I mean, if you're listening to this, technically, this is a really good podcast to listen to for betting if you want bets to steer clear of.
Yeah. So whatever Ryan's betting on, the opposite.
That's the positive. So whatever we say, do not listen. That's the role.
Exactly. So then, Andrew, your bets.
Yep.
You have also lost everything.
Yes,
so
I have. Minus 60 each.
However, Boyle Sports had a money back special.
Money back special.
Where if you hit the crossbar, if one of the teams hit the crossbar, you got your money back.
Boom. So thank you, Hendrix.
You got your Ireland.
Ireland halftime, full time. Yeah. Straight back in the bank. So I am minus 50 euro.
This is okay, right. I think this is bullshit. He relied on a bet. The only reason he's saying is so Jeff Hendrick hit technically an off-target shot.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And he gets his money back.
Yeah.
It's bullshit. I don't know. This is ridiculous.
It's not my fault.
This should not count.
What did you bet on the Ireland game? You had like 19 doubles or something. What did you do? You had Hendrick to drink some water while he did an overhead or something like that.
Doubled with
something else in a ridiculous game.
I can't remember what I had.
You'd be annoyed because you're losing.
I think money back specials is smart.
Yeah, well, no, I'll be honest. I'll tell you how smart it is. I didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
That's how smart it is. But also, it's not like I'm going, man, I hope they hit the bar earlier on, so I'm guaranteed. Although, I will say, this is a shout out to Boyle Sports. The bar has been hit a lot of times in this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I can remember at least 5 games out of 17 that the bar's been hit. Yeah. So that's a beautiful special that they are definitely regretting. And it's running for the tournament. So I would get it. Yeah, it's on for the tournament.
I'm going to Boyle
and it's all all single bets, including wins, including just simple put money on a win, you get your money back. So yeah, there you go. Boyle Sports, little shout out. We're looking for sponsorship. Okay, so good. So I'm winning, technically, with minus 50.
Yeah.
You're minus 60.
That's all semantics.
I don't know.
I just wanted to use that word.
Means?
I just wanted to use the word. I'm not even 100%.
Oh, España!
It sounds like I hate Jews.
Semantics.
It sounds like I hate Jews. Oh, my God. So those are the standings. All right. So we've got, I mean, the games have been really good. Let's talk about the games that have happened really quickly.
Oh, pretty low scoring.
Very low scoring. Only three games, I think, that have been three or more goals. And in fact, only three games that have been three goals. Full stop.
Yeah.
There hasn't been any more. And I was certain. Like, I was, every social media yesterday, I was like, 6-0 France against Albania.
And you were like,
6-0.
Portugal minus two in Iceland.
Portugal minus two. Done. Yeah. But then, because I contradict myself, because in the first episode, I was like, Ronaldo's not showing up.
He's
in such a hissy fit mode. And then what did he do last night?
Throws. The biggest fist.
Oh my God. What an idiot.
All the shit in the interviews afterwards.
Amazing.
I like Ronaldo, but it's like, God, what are you doing?
I hate Ronaldo. Yeah. But that's what he does. That's what Ronaldo does. You either love him or hate him. There's no middle ground with Ronaldo. But as a player, he's incredible, of course. You can't argue with any of that. But gee, like his PR person must be like, ah, Cristiano.
Like he keeps taking his phone off him. Yeah. And he's like, he's like got another phone under a bed.
His PR.
He's got two iPhones and a secret number.
The PR person's like, Ronaldo, Red, you're going to have to like pay for another child's fucking medical treatment now to get out of this
That's
one.
That's it, exactly. Because some of those that they were like, last week gives all his, Champions League money to sick people. This week, does a Ronaldo. Like that's becoming a Ronaldo thing to do. It's so ridiculous. Whereas Messi just sends a jersey to some kid and everybody loves him. You know what I mean? It's such a stupid thing. But the and then for the Iceland players, that was an incredible reaction by them. Like when they came out and they were like, oh, he just fannies around the pitch. He just does all this. And then I think their captain went, he only had one shot at target. To be honest, I didn't even know he was on the pitch. Oh, my God. Oh, I was on stage and I dropped a mic. Like, that's how good that was.
As a team, they're like, we're just going to go after Ronaldo, lads, right?
Yeah, exactly. Their team talk was like, oh, just everybody on Ronaldo. Like, but he did. I mean, he did. I wonder if he's fit. No, I wonder if he's fully fit again. Because he definitely wasn't fit in that Champions League final. You know, and then as we said again, he didn't go straight into a little bit of a pre-tournament friendlies. He went on his bow for a week in Ibiza. You know, so I mean it's I predict this for the rest of the tournament. I don't think he'll score.
Oh really?
I think this'll be his biggest letdown tournament.
I think they'll get a penalty, he'll score it, and he'll be so emphatic.
And like he'll strip.
That was the other thing. He said when Iceland, this is obviously not a direct quote, but he said something along the lines of, when Iceland scored the equalizer,
they celebrated like
they'd won the tournament. And you're like, of course they did.
They're Iceland.
And you scored a meaningless penalty in the Champions League final 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and he celebrated as if he'd won it for the team, ripped his top off, flexed all his muscles, like only like whoever gives his protein shakes advertisement sponsors were happy about that. Yeah. Like, of all the people to give out about over-celebration, it's ridiculous. He celebrates when he scores against Levante.
He's the king of that.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Ronaldo.
And realistically, can you imagine, like, what were we like when Ireland, when Hooland scored?
Holy shit,
like,
yeah.
The country, when Ireland scored, the country ends. Like, there's no...
It's just like the country wobbles from people jumping up and down.
Exactly.
ATMs shut down, everything.
Yeah. So, like, it's what I used to do this old routine about World Cup Italia 90 when, you know, because we give out about, say, England, you know, talking about 66 all the time. And I'm like, I can't imagine life if Ireland won a tournament. Oh. Like, I would never do stand-up again. Why? Why would you? It's never going to be as good as that. Like, remember, like, in Italia 90, and I know you were only born then, but Italia 90, when we got to the quarterfinals, because it said final, we thought we won. That's what it was like. The whole country ended. There was nothing. Everything was shutting down. Nobody was going into work. You didn't even have to ring in sick to work. It just work didn't happen. Like, so for him to say, especially a small, like, it's just so...
300,000 people.
But he has 14 times more Twitter followers than Iceland has population. Stuff
exactly.
Like that.
It's such a you don't want to say narrow-minded thing, but it's such a condescending thing to say to about fellow professionals who've done so amazingly well to get to this level.
Also qualified before Portugal did.
Exactly. Portugal nearly didn't. So, I mean, I'm so happy because it's like from those rounds of games, like Ronaldo's come out and that's happened. I'd love, of course, it'd be great if he did go pull his socks up, shut his mouth and scored two hat tricks and then went on to win the tournament. You'd be like, fair play to you. That's very impressive. But it's just Ronaldo. It's just what he does. It's so annoying. I'm so happy Iceland equalized. Today's games, right, or the games we've got coming up over the next 3 days, so we're going to focus on one from each day to mainly talk about, because there's a few home dingers in this one. First one is Wales, England.
Oh, my God.
Wales, England.
I've got a semi already.
Second day, we're going to focus on Italy, Sweden. Such an important game.
Yeah.
Because then we'll know. I mean, realistically, the fact that Italy could be qualified before we even play.
Yeah.
On Saturday is amazing for us, you know. And then finally, Ireland Belgium is the third day's game that we're going to focus on. So the first day we got Wales England. We have who's it? Northern Ireland, Ukraine, Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
And Germany Poland. Okay, so really quickly, Ukraine Northern Ireland. I mean, Northern Ireland just weren't good.
Ukraine have really good attacking wingers.
Yeah.
Like if they stop them, there's of course there's every chance, but like a draw or a narrow win by Ukraine. I'd say draw if they play really well. That, I mean, they can't score Northern
Ireland. The fact that like Germany beat Ukraine 2-0, obviously, but I mean Ukraine never looked like it. I don't think 2-0 was a fair result. You know, in that game, Ukraine were the only reason they got the second goal is because Ukraine were pushing on, trying to score. You know, so I mean, I think it's just Northern Ireland just didn't have a shot on target. They look, I don't even want to say overawed. I just didn't look good enough.
I think Ukraine are gonna walk that.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Is this gonna be the first 4-goal?
I don't. Yeah, I think I just have a feeling because they've got
Yarmolenko.
Yeah, they've got a good attacking.
Conor Palinka, whatever you call him.
And I think Northern Ireland will be like, oh, we're done. We're like, we got here.
I think that's it. And it's not even a... I tell you what Northern Ireland are. They're exactly what we were 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just... overawed is the wrong word. But they just... The tactics are kind of falling apart a little bit. You know, it's Lafferty up front and there's no backup really. They only switched to a 4-4-2 with 15
Lafferty
minutes to go.
Lafferty barely played football in the last year.
Lafferty barely played football and he just looked... He tried an overhead kick from 25 yards after like volleying it up on his own knee 3 times, like Ronaldo or like Rivaldo did for Barcelona
and won them
about
the
10 years ago. No, to get them to the Champions League, Rivaldo. That's all it was. But it was Rivaldo, World Player of the Year, Rivaldo, World Cup winner, Rivaldo, and it was for a hat trick for Rivaldo. Like, he's not Rivaldo.
You can't get into the Norwich team that got relegated.
Exactly. So, I agree, Ukraine are going to win that, and I think that's going to be. Unfortunately, that's going to be a 3-0, I think, or something like that.
I only think it'll be a narrow one, but really? They'll be outplayed. If you get right, I think they'll probably hold on a bit because their last kind of, not their last chance, but like, I don't know. Ukraine still need to put it in the net. They have really good attack. And if they had an unbelievable striker, they have everyone to lay it on. If the striker plays well, I don't know. Actually, can't even think who the striker is. Is it that? Yeah, is it the Shakhtar striker, Gladsky or whatever you call him?
Gladsky, it could be.
I don't know. I can't even remember who starts. I think it isn't him. But anyway,
I think Ukraine that. I think Ukraine are going to walk that. I agree with Davey on that one. Mm. You think it's going to be, 1-0? Something like that? It's going to be 2-0.
1-0.
No, they'll score.
2-0, maybe. Maybe a lid, another lid on. Like a Germany. Germany did.
Like France, 95th minute. Double. For the player of the tournament. Then Germany, Poland. Oh, finally the rematch. Almost 102 years old. Poland didn't look great.
No.
Didn't look great. But I mean, Northern Ireland, as much as I was saying, they look a bit... They kept Lewandowski quiet, but I think that's more because he didn't have a good game rather than, you know, the Northern Irish defence doing amazingly well or anything. So, I mean, and the Germans all know him very well.
Cross is going to come in, and Lewandowski, that's their secret weapon. He won't know who he's playing for. Every time that ball goes in the corner, he won't know if he's clearing it or going for a goal.
You know, I was thinking about this yesterday, and I was like, I wonder, is it weird for Modric, right? Mm. So let's say Modric. So he's at Madrid, right? And he's come from England, right? Mm. And then he goes back to play with Croatia, right? So the Croatian team are all speaking Croatian, right? But he's used to like calling for the ball in Spanish.
Oh yeah.
So is there ever that moment where he's like, leave it, but in Spanish? And then somebody's like, what? He's like, oh, still does it. And that split second loses them the ball. Like, it must be I wonder if that's a thing, or is it if they just go, there's a secret word. That's it. That's us. Leave it for us.
Modric.
Modric.
Modric ball.
I mean, that's something else.
Yeah.
But worse if he came back from Ireland. Watch your house.
Watch your house. Yeah.
Heads.
Sketch. Germany, Poland. Yeah, I think Germany qualifying. I think that's an easy win. I don't think Lewandowski will score again. I think Poland another 2-0 for me, I think, in that.
Yeah, I'd say 2-0 as well.
Yeah.
Just. Poland are a good team, and they usually actually play not too bad against Germany. But
how did they play in the qualifiers?
Poland, the qualifiers, they were in our group.
That's what I mean. But so were Germany.
How did they play? What were the results in the qualifiers?
I think they did
in front of me.
Did they get a draw? One of them, but they lost. Yeah. I think then. I don't know. I'm not actually.
It was a draw and a loss. It was 4 points to Germany.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if Poland got a draw.
Okay,
but I can see. Germany are going to win it, but it wouldn't be a shock. Yeah. If Poland nabbed a draw.
Okay, yeah, like if Germany are only 1-0 up kind of in the 80th minute or something like that.
Yeah.
A late 11th, or coming back from 1-0 down. Maybe, okay. But I think Germany got that first game out of the way. pre-tournament favourites, world champions, all that jazz. Didn't look great, still won 2-0.
Yeah.
You know, that's just what they do. Ruthless German efficiency.
Didn't even need a forward. Just put goats up.
Didn't even need a forward. Just put seven amazing midfielders on the pitch and it's fine.
Also, they get qualified early and then they can have a wee break.
Exactly. That's the big thing, I think. I think the big teams are all looking at that. You know, it's like last night in the France game. Was it the France game or the... Yeah, was it the France game or the Italy game? I can't remember. Which one are you talking about? Pogba.
Yeah.
In the France game. And he was dropped for the Albania game. And I was like, but that's the perfect game to drop him. They're going to win it. You know, obviously, we didn't think it would be that late that they'd win it.
Yeah.
But that's the perfect game to drop him. Because if you drop him in a crunch game, then it drops their confidence massively, you know. Yeah. Whereas rest them now. Bring in the other players they want to have a look at. Bring in Martial. Obviously, it didn't work. So now they know Martial can't handle it, you know. Came off at half time.
Did he?
Yeah, he came off half time. That's what I mean. So now they've had a look at him. They've gone, right, that's not happening.
Yeah.
So Martial probably benched for the tournament now, impact sub for the rest of the tournament. Yeah. You know? So I think the Germany one...
Also, Pog was passed when he came on for the...
Yeah, he probably earned his place back in the team. Yeah. I mean, he can't have any complaints after that first game that he got dropped. I mean, he did nothing. And I mean, he was jinxed by Ryan because Ryan said he was going to be player of the tournament.
And he will be.
Well, he's going to break his ankle in the next game.
So, Germany-Poland. I'm going to say 2-0. And then the big one, Wales-England. I'm so excited by this game.
Yeah.
Because realistically, I mean, even the when Ireland play the other teams, you know the other players and you know the Irish players. But in this one, I know every player.
Yeah.
You know, except for the fucking non-leaguers who play for the Wales team. You know,
Paul Robson Canoe still banging.
Robson Canoe, yeah. But I mean, and especially what's more interesting about this is one of those games that has a lot of club players playing against each other. You know what I mean? In the Liverpool players, the United players, whatever, who are all playing against or used to play with each other, things like that. You know, and also. I mean, you've got that rivalry. You've got Bale, like
Bale's
baiting the English team so much.
Hold up, England! Like,
it's just amazing how much he tried to bait the English team, and amazing how much they bit.
Yeah.
I've never seen
excellent trolling.
Oh, it's incredible! And then for him to acknowledge it, well, at least they bit. You're like, classic.
Did you see just before the tournament, one of the assistant managers for England was walking out of the hotel, but had the team sheet facing outwards.
Yeah.
But then Chris Coleman
did the same thing with all the Brazilian players.
Had like Maradona, Pele,
and then right in the middle, Bale. It's very clever.
Wales have been playing a great game on and off the pitch the whole tournament.
And I fully believe what Coleman's saying. Like the fact that Bale said nobody would get into the team from the English team. That's fine. You know, it's just a team player type of thing. You know, the fact that Coleman said it's just another game for us. I mean, of course he knows it's not that. But it is just another game. I mean, this is probably the best opportunity they have to beat England. They've lost the last four against them. They haven't scored against them in 32 years. That's an unbelievable
stat.
Mark Hughes got the last goal against them in 32 years. But here's the thing. I think Wales are going to score two goals, right? I think Wales are going to score two goals. And England haven't scored more than one goal in 13 of their last 14 tournament games.
Oof.
Which is a mental stat.
Yeah.
That's a mental stat. They've only got one goal in 13 of the last 14.
Wow.
So I think, like, any team who can go free scoring against them, and Bale is that man. I think Bale is going to be man of the match. And again, I said it last game that he was kind of like this will be the tournament where he goes, boom. Got that kind of lucky free kick, but I still think it was a good free kick.
Still hit it well.
Like still bent at the end. Still Ronaldo'd it, you know. Yeah. Still got them that impetus to win the game. Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I think this is just going to be another stepping stone towards him, player of the tournament, all that jazz.
Wait a minute. Now, I was talking about England because there was so much hype about them before the tournament. I thought that I just never put them. I said third maybe in the group.
Yeah, you said third and possibly through, but that's Slovakia winning.
Third and possibly through, yeah. Yeah, like they... At the end of the day, they're all like, oh, you know, could go on and win it. And at the end of the day, I'm just like, yeah, but you still have like five Tottenham players in the team.
Yeah, well,
they're a good team, but like, you know, it's Kyle Walker, Smalling, pin them against the big teams, and you're like, oh, right, okay, still a golfing class. They have a great striker line, they're only playing one of them, and they're playing Rooney still.
That was so good.
If they beat Russia, I think they could have beat Wales today. Just by the thing. Now there's so much pressure again on them.
That's exactly
every tournament, and there are a bunch of young players. Then they are really young players, and most of them are inexperienced at that level. Like,
I think you're 100% right in that the pressure was on them because they drew at Russia, and then that Slovakia win yesterday
really
is the worst result for them.
Yeah.
The worst result because now
they don't look bad at all.
If they lose today, Wales are through. Obviously, you know, they're through to the next round no matter what because they can't finish worse than second. And then England have to beat Slovakia in the last game, with Slovakia knowing a draw will get them through.
And England will probably have to score quite a few.
Well, they might not even have to score quite... because they'll be head-to-head against Slovakia. Yeah. They'll go above Slovakia anyway. I think four points will definitely get you through as a best third place. But they'll just have to win that game. But Slovakia will just go, let's do a draw. We don't care. You know, they're
very
not going to go out for
on
it.
On the counter. And Hamsik could do anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, this the pressure... There's no pressure on Wales. They're doing exactly what they should do. It's amazing. And there's only pressure on England right now today.
Yeah. Wales are playing with the attitude of, like, we haven't been in a tournament since the 50s.
Yeah.
We're just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Let's give the ball to Gareth.
Exactly. Well, I mean, Ramsey did. Yeah. Or was it Was it Ramsey? Yeah, it was Ramsey that set up the goal for the winner. I mean, it was an incredible run by Ramsey.
Well, that was
fell over four times.
Yeah.
And the ball still went somewhere.
I was watching Robbie Savage on commentary. It was atrocious.
It was atrocious. Who cares? We're not all Welsh, Robbie. Calm down.
He kept just saying,
I'm happy for you.
Hal Robson, Canu, was like, he'll run the channels. He's going to come on and he'll run the channels. And he said, run the channels maybe 15, 16 times. It's like he just learned that phrase that morning.
Running the channels.
We
back
get
home.
It. You're on the wrong side of the country. The channel is on the other side.
I wouldn't have put anyone's money on the fact that James Collins is an international footballer.
That's true.
I forgot when he was lining out. I was like, who's this?
They brought on a player called Jazz. That was the end for me. Yeah. I was like, Wales, I love you, but you brought on a guy called Jazz. That's done.
Jazz hands.
But his name was Jazz. Yeah, I was like, come on, lads. Yeah. I mean, I was happy in that game. I had Bale any time, and I had Wales halftime, full time. Oh. So that was a sweet result for me that day. This one, I tinkered with the idea. We won't go to the bets yet. We'll do all the bets at the end. Mm. But I think Wales are going to win this. I think Wales are going to win it, and England will still, like Ryan predicted in the very first episode, sneak through in third place. Yeah, but that's what I think. I think Wales are going to win this game.
Wales 2-1?
Possibly. I think they're going to score at least two.
Yeah.
I think Wales... Actually, we'll do the bets now. We'll do the bets now, because I've got we're talking about it so much. I have Bale to score two.
Oh.
Yep. A 14-1. Big odds.
Full
14
tenor?
To 1. Full tenor. Going for it. Full tenor. Big money. Increase that difference between us. So that's how I'm going. Yeah, Bale to score two goals. And generally, I think Wales are going to win the game.
Okay, so the first day...
This one is mental.
No, wait a minute. No. Today I have a score draw, Wales and England.
Okay.
Because it's 9-2. Because I think England are going to scrap a goal and I'm going to end up very angry.
1-1, you think?
Because I think Wales will be the better team, and I think it's going to be like 1-1.
1-1, okay.
Or 2-2.
Your full
no,
man.
I put 5 on it. That's the better crack. Then we went. Then I went for it. Right, listen, this is my thing. This is my main bet. I do it every week in the Premiership. The treble anytime goal scorer.
Oh my god!
I do it every time. It's one of 3 times, but this time we have Bale, who is 5-2 anytime, which I think is amazing.
It's incredible odds for Bale, 5-2
anytime. Yeah. And then I'm going to have Yarmolenko anytime.
Considering he takes the penalties and the free kicks.
Yeah.
And is their
and
main
can shoot from anywhere.
Yeah. And they're going to play him up front again. Yeah.
That's exactly why he plays the same position, hits their penalties and free kicks. That's why I took Yarmolenko as well, Ukraine.
6-4. Nice.
And Muller is he's going to score some stage. He hasn't scored in the first
He does score at some stage.
So that treble is 17-1.
17-1. That's a good treble. I like it. I mean, realistically, for me, the Muller one seems in my head the least likely of the three, purely because there's so many goal scorers.
It's 11-10. It seems quite low.
It's Thomas Muller, boys.
It's Thomas Muller. I mean,
so
he scores
like it's
he's so
he's
many
due
goals.
Four or
and,
five.
And again, they're just thinking Germany are going to get 4 or 5 goals.
It doesn't even make sense to me. But all it is like he didn't score in the first one.
He's got to score at some stage. Yeah, you're totally right. In fact, the law of averages is totally right. Giroud got one in the first, didn't score last night. That's just 1 in 2 games at international level is really good. So 17-1, a fiver on that, and then 5 on the 9-2 as well.
Well, the 9-2, no, the 9-2. Is a score draw of England, but I also have Germany minus one on that.
Oh, Germany minus one as well. Yeah. Oh, a little
and that's
sneaky one.
That's a double there. That's 12-1.
12-1 double. Oh, geez, he's trying to make that back. Geez, he's only down by 50 euro. He's trying to get it all
Germany
back.
Germany score draw? No.
So Germany minus one and Wales score draw.
Wales, England score draw. That's
score draw.
Interesting one.
I think it's going to be a draw. I don't think it's going to be 0-0.
I don't think either of those are going to come in, but yeah. That's
We will see.
We'll see. Good. Okay, so day two we have. So the three games, day two are Italy, Sweden, obviously a big one for Ireland again. Then Croatia, Czech Republic. God, look, that's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. And Spain against Turkey. Okay, so what's the feeling in Spain?
Yeah, they like tapas. Walking on the beach, naked.
So we'll talk about we're gonna focus on the Italy Sweden one because that's our group game. But let's go Croatia, Czech Republic. I mean, Croatia, great result.
Yeah.
Czech Republic, so unlucky. I mean, just to not get that that nil all draw in the end.
Yeah,
you know.
They could, as much as Spain could have nicked a few at the start. Like, there's a few of those that were an inch from tapping in, just like an inch from just tapping them in the back post.
Patzer had a really good point in the last podcast that Spain routinely performed badly in their opening game, and they hadn't won like their first game in three tournaments or something like that.
Yeah,
and had gone on to win two of those three tournaments. So I mean, that's not really surprising. That happened in the Spanish game the other day.
Iniesta, by the way.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
It's incredible that people talk about him as if he's done. You're like, are you joking me?
He's just not scoring, but he's still...
But he's never really scored loads. I mean, he's always been a kind of a Scholesy type of player, you know, if he gets five or six a season, you're happy. He's never Lampard as a midfielder or anything. But he's just amazing. Just to the calmness. Like, it's as good as Pirlo.
He took the
ball. But Pirlo just looks cooler.
He got the ball and he shifted his body before the player went to closing down, you know, like from behind, like, so the ball's coming Iniesta's back was the goal and the player's running in just to close him down very quickly, and before he even got to him, Iniesta was 5 yards that way, but he wasn't even sprinting.
No, he just spun,
used his body, and well, eventually ended up getting the goal, essentially. Like,
well, that's what he does. I think the amazing thing about Iniesta, like, there was all these like these pictures went up of every time you see a picture of him, he's surrounded by at least six players from the opposite team. And I think what he does is he creates an awkward angle of space that by the time the other player turns, so in a player's head, by the time the other player turns and makes that burst of pace to catch up with him, he's like, well, he's already going to be 8 yards away. Mm-hmm. So the player essentially gives up. Yeah. Or jogs because he thinks there'll be another player on it, and by then a cross is in, a pass is done. You know,
it's also just when people double up on him, he's like, "Oh well, so and so's not marked."
He can pick out those passes. He literally, you know, the way like Steven Gerrard would have always been, the ball gets played in, he first times it amazingly around a defense or over a defense, and he pings a diagonal ball. Whereas Iniesta can play any one of 50 passes.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why it doesn't matter how many players you put on him, he'll find the way through, you know. So I think in that game there, I can't see anything but a Spain win, of course. And
Turkey aren't as good as I thought they were going to be.
No.
I actually was sitting going, like, Turkey could be the surprise pack. No. Yep. Nah, they're not.
They're not at all.
Two good players.
So I think, Spain, 2 or 3 nil. 2 or 3 nil. That's the tournament starting properly for them. Then they qualify again.
Yeah.
So they do it, you know. The other one, Croatia, Czech Republic. That's gonna be a good game.
It was the Croatian manager said that if Croatia win, he's like, I'm gonna take all the lads out. We're gonna get fucked. Like, he said, fucked up in his interview.
But that's Croatian for fucked up. Yeah. So it's okay.
I can't imagine Luka Modric's fucking shit up.
I can't with his little head.
I have to go home, guys.
Drinking Cokes.
They were kind of lucky to win that game, Croatia, obviously. I think the volley was technically brilliant, but the keeper was onside, definitely, you know, and it bounced right under him, tricky save, obviously. But I think it's that thing of they looked really good. You know, they looked like they could have gotten another 2 or 3 goals. And Czech Republic, I mean, they had a couple of chances, I think, but that was against a... I mean, I think it's just Spain getting ready, you know, just kind of gearing up for it. I can't call this one. I think it's going to be a draw. I think it's Croatia. Croatia have the 3 points.
Yeah.
And they know, technically, I think they're going to go, right, Turkey are going to get beaten by Spain. 1 point, we're through.
I don't know. I think Croatia's midfield will be too much for Czech Republic.
Okay.
And they'll 1-0.
Yeah. 1-0. I think 2-0. 2-1. 3-1 Croatia.
Are you okay?
Both teams
He's got score.
They'll score and Croatia. Both teams will score. Croatia wins, but I think would happen.
Okay. So 2-1, 3-1.
Yeah. Okay. Again, too many creative players.
That's fair enough. And then the big one, Italy versus Sweden. Italy looked great.
an absolute team spirit.
Oh my God. Well, amazing. They had that injury scare with Pelé coming off, and that's fine now. He's ready to play.
I was all sure before the thing. I always have Italy on my team usually, and I have the €10 on them as well, like an off bet, like to win the tournament, like at 18-1 to start. And I was like, right, let's just see how this one goes, see how they play, you know, because usually like they're back five and Buffon are still unbelievable than anyone else. And you're just like, is the guy's going to pick it up? Or, you know, Pelé?
Do they have the cutting edge up front? They're always going to, as I was saying right from the start, they're never conceding. They're going to win games 1-2-0 right the way through. I'll be amazed if they concede more than 3 goals in the whole tournament, where no matter what stage they get knocked out, you know. And I can't. Sweden, I mean, in that game, they didn't look good. You know, they looked out of idea. They genuinely looked like our only outlet is Ibrahimovic, which is, of all the one-player teams, I haven't seen any of the other teams do that. Even Portugal didn't do it. Wales didn't. They didn't always go to Bale.
Yeah.
You know, so
it's important to look at. I don't think they look like they have another gear. You know, they don't. Step up. Even I thought Ireland could, on a day, could even step that up a little bit more. They played very well, but I just don't think that was Sweden.
I mean, in that game, in that Ireland game, I mean, everybody gave out about Ireland drop back and everything. I don't think they did. We conceded. And then they kind of just went, let's settle it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Let's calm down, right? Rather than go gung-ho and try and get a second goal, you know? And then they tried to push on for the second goal. I mean, they were nearly scoring towards the end.
Yeah.
And I think the players as well, it's that mindset of, Rio Ferdinand has been saying it the whole tournament, get a point on the board, at least, no matter what it is. And I think the Ireland players were thinking that. Yeah. They were going, look, we're in a position now to get a draw, to get a point, which... Look, we all would have taken before the game.
Absolutely.
No doubt in my mind. Every person in Ireland would have taken a point before that game against Zlatan, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I think Italy's just, incredible.
The way he finished that last one, the 95th minute, was just like, we're, you know, the ball's bouncing. Instead of, you're like, shoot, what are you doing? Why are you not shooting? He crosses it across and he just buried it without any, didn't even run on with any. It was pure calmness.
Yeah. It was like Schweinsteiger in that Germany counterattack in the final minute.
Yeah.
How good was the cross from Ozil? And initially I looked at the cross and I was like, I think that might be a bit too far. And just that half volley into the top corner from a player who's played maybe 15 times in the whole season. Like, not a striker, just perfect, you know, just
right off the bounce.
That's what it was like, and that's what the top teams do. Yeah. They just pick you off really
calmly.
Ozil might
be a good shout for player of the tournament.
You keep saying that, but no.
we'll wait. Another 17 assists.
We would like to apologise to Mesut Ozil and his family due to his impending broken leg, which will happen tonight as a result of Ryan Cullen.
Pogba and Ozil.
Sports news today, Pogba and Ozil have died. They've just ran into each other and exploded. Sources are saying Ryan Cullen tipped them on the Odds On podcast. so I'm going, and the odds are reflected in this Italy-Switzerland game. Italy are 2-5 to win. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Unless
favorites.
I have a horrific thing, but I have my bet on is 5-6 for an Italy win.
Well, really? Maybe I've got the odds wrong. I might have it wrong.
The only reason I went with Italy win was 5-6 for an Italy win seems very.
It does, yeah, it does.
2-5 would have been what I thought.
Well, you look that up, and I'll do my bets for the
for this
Italy
day. Win.
5-6. I mean, that's huge. Put the house on it, Sharon. Get the mortgage.
Yeah, 5-6.
5-6. Right. Yeah. Okay. So what I've got? Here's what I've got. I've got Italy, Sweden, halftime, full time. Italy 7-4, and Croatia, Czech Republic. Over 3.5 goals. That's the one. 3-1. Over 3.5 goals.
Good, yeah.
Just goals, goals, goals. 10-1 double. That's what I'm not. The whole tenner on that. So that's 110 return. That's happening. That's happening. Dinner's on me, boys.
Well, I also went with my full 10 on one bet as well. Oh. I went for a treble. Sassy.
So, Italy.
I have an Italy win.
What I like about all these episodes so far is how much you do not learn your lesson. It's very impressive.
Just an unwavering confidence. There's nothing. This is it, lads.
Guys, there's nothing more boring in life than someone that learns their lesson. Balotelli wouldn't be the legend.
That's
that
true.
He probably would be at the Euros if he had learned.
Yeah.
But still, he'll be remembered. Adair won't.
Adair, oh my God. Go on, let's hear it.
Right. Italy 5-6. Italy straight up win. Mm. Croatia win as well, 17-20. And then Spain to score in both halves. This the one that keeps letting me down against Turkey.
11-10, is it?
11-8, sorry.
11-8. Okay, yeah.
So,
that's
so Spain to score in both halves, 11-8. Croatia and Italy both wins. It's,
yeah.
It's 8-8.5-1, maybe.
That's a good treble. Yeah, I like that. That's a good one. I would, yeah. That's the first one of your trebles that I've gone, yep.
That could work.
That's going to work.
Croatia is the risky one there, I think, out of the three
20,
of those.
That is, I would have, wouldn't have.
Well, David.
5-6 here, yeah.
It's the 5-6 makes it.
Yeah, no, cool. That's a good treble. Wow, good. You could have me back there. You won't, but I mean, you could do.
Sweden will win 2-0.
And then day three, here we go. This is the big day. This is the big day. Three games are Ireland, Belgium, Fellaini, Iceland versus Hungary. The tournament surprise so far, 400-1 to win the tournament before the before kickoff. Won that first game 2-0. And then Portugal, Austria. I'm going to Ronaldo. So we'll go. So we'll talk about Iceland, Hungary first. I mean, did you watch that Hungary game? Of course you did.
I was in the airport and I saw the red card and I seen. Yeah.
It was a good. So first of all, that striker Sally, Graeme Souness was on TV3, and at halftime he went, Sally hasn't scored for his club or country in 18 months, and he's definitely not going to score today. And he actually said something like, "I'd put the house on him not scoring today." 15 minutes later, 1-0, Sally. Oh, yeah. And it was a great goal. He played 2 1-2s and then put it under the keeper. Like, amazing goal. And then that second goal. Oh, my God. Like, when they were under the cosh, and then just the incredible calmness for a player in a team that were 400-1 from to lob the keeper from 22 yards as the keeper's running out on him. And their keeper wears tracksuit bottoms. I mean, there's no better story.
He's through West Brom, wasn't he?
And anytime he's worn his lucky grey tracksuit bottoms, he's kept a clean sheet, and it kept going that day. I was like, this is the best story I've ever seen in my life.
I was so surprised to hear he was still playing, because when he was in the Premiership, he was old.
Yeah, no, because he looks like your father.
But now he's like the oldest player to play.
Oldest player ever to play. Yeah. Oldest player ever to play. Oldest player to ever keep a clean sheet. Like, and then they said afterwards he didn't have much to do. He made two excellent saves, like two down, right down at the post saves from a volley and a header. Like, I was like, no, he played well. Like, he played really well.
He's a real humble player, though. I said afterwards, you know, I put my tracksuit bottoms on one leg at a time. just like all you other goalies.
Of course, he's very humble. He plays six-a-side on a Sunday. Like, that's his contract.
Accidentally got a text. You come to Euros. It's definitely not meant for me.
One leg at a time. It'd be like, imagine Nigel de Jong putting on his tracksuit bottoms. Just run it clean through the wardrobe. Two legs.
Two leg tackle right through.
I miss Nigel de Jong.
And they're playing against Iceland. Of course, that we talked about them earlier. Amazing result for them against Portugal. I mean, realistically,
I had a 5 on Iceland to win that game from the start. I think they're nowhere
Portugal. You did? You messaged me that.
They were 9-1, and I thought like they're better than that. They shouldn't be better than that, but they are.
I tell you what, it wasn't necessarily that they were better than that. It's just that Portugal were overhyped, I think.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that was more people going, Portugal should walk this game because of Ronaldo.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas Wales aren't getting that respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because of Bale. So it's really weird. But I really want this game to be a draw. Purely for the reason that if either of those teams lose that game, I'll be depressed. Because I love the both of them so much.
Yeah.
Like, these are my two favourite teams in the tournament now, aside from Ireland. Like, definitely. Just because they are such underdogs, even more so than Ireland are, and they're doing so well. I think if anything, I would take an Iceland win purely because Hungary already have 3 points on the board.
So, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think it's going to be what I've... So my bet's a treble of the three games, so we'll wait till the end for that. But I think, let's see, what am I going to do? Iceland, Hungary, I think it's going to be first nil all of the tournament, maybe.
Iceland, Hungary?
Yeah, first nil all of the tournament. That's what I reckon. I reckon very little goals. Sally's not going to do it again, is he? Is it 18 months before his next goal?
I had, on the Portugal game, I had a Euro on Sigurðsson.
Yeah.
He's dog shit club level. He plays at Lille. but he scored 20 goals in 39 international games.
Oh, God.
So like, all right, first goal, Iceland 1-0, 125-1, let's do this.
No way. Actually, Ryan texted me about, that was the player you texted me about, wasn't
yeah,
it? Sigurdsson. Yeah, Sigurdsson as well, yeah. But yeah, so what do you think? What do you think for this game?
I think Iceland have it.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, technically that makes perfect sense. I mean,
Narrow Iceland.
Okay, good. So like 1-0, something like that. Okay, 1-0 yeah. Iceland and Hungary not to score again for the rest of the year.
Nah, yeah. It's just the thing, though. Hungary will probably score. I don't know.
The thing is, Hungary had quite a lot of chances.
Yeah.
They really didn't have good finishes. And the finishes they got, the Salah one was out of the blue. It was just this, the rest of his touches, the whole game, he couldn't control the ball properly. It was mental. And then the second goal was very much a counter-attack and a really cool finish with a guy who had nothing to lose because they were already 1-0 up.
Yeah.
It wasn't like they had to score to win the game or anything like that, stay in it, you know. So, yeah, I'm gonna go 0-0 draw using our narrow Iceland win. Portugal, Austria. Oh, Austria just... just couldn't do it, could they?
I think that's going to be a draw.
He's going to be a draw?
Or a Portugal win. A narrow Portugal or a draw?
Well, I mean, Austria were just really, really disappointing in that game.
And they were being tipped as like these dark horses. Like, oh, yeah. they might go far.
Yeah, I think this could be... if one of these teams wins that game, obviously it's the end of the tournament for them.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's pretty much they might not get through. Especially Austria. If Austria lose, they're out, essentially.
Yeah.
Straight away.
I think that game came better for Portugal because I think it was the other way around and they had to play Hungary next. Mm. It might have been more of a panic station for them, just by the way they play.
If you're saying Iceland win the Hungary game, right, that means Iceland will be on 4 points. If Portugal beat Austria, Portugal will be on 4 points. So Austria can only finish level with Hungary, who have already beaten them.
Yeah.
So Austria are out.
I think they've ruined it.
So I'm gonna go the other way in this game. I'm going to go Austria to win. Austria are going to win that game just to keep their hopes alive.
You think Ronaldo throwing the toys out of the buggy?
Nothing.
Carry over to this game?
Yeah, I think it's nothing again because he didn't play particularly well the other day. And I still don't think he's match fit. I think he's in the team because he's Ronaldo, which is fair enough. But you know that thing of like, is a 70% Ronaldo as good as 100%? Different player in that position,
And
I don't think so. And it's not because at 70%, he still has his flicks and skill and everything. But these are you need to run. You know, you need to be moving all the time. And he looks a little bit flat-footed. Again, I'm just waiting for Ronaldo to make me eat my words, and he scores like 3 overheads. And he's like, "How do you like that flat foot? Who needs feet when you're up in the air?" You know.
You get a knock on the door and open it, and it's just going to be him topless doing that pose.
Scores.
Who says I over celebrate?
Sprints to your house and then dusts his arms once the door's open.
What are you doing?
How did you get through? There's a fob and a concierge. So I'm going to go Austria win. I think Austria are going to win that. And I take that back. Obviously, Portugal still aren't out necessarily, but I think Austria are going to win. And then the big game of that day, Ireland-Belgium. We've got a point on the board, lads. We've got a point on the board. A third in the table, squeaking through. We win this, we're through.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. We're 4-1 outsiders to win this game, which I think we were 5-2, I think, in the Sweden game, something like that.
Yeah.
So this is big outsiders. But Belgium didn't...
Belgium were down, Paddy Power of them is 4-7, which seems generous.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They were dog shit.
Exactly. That's it. Now, here's the thing.
They
have where
a lot
are they
of
dog
shots,
shit?
But they never bury it for the players they have.
Yeah, and like I mean...
Wilmots is... like, he's got such good attacking players, and he's like... Everton through Fellaini. Like, what is this plan?
There's an interesting thing where, I mean, Sweden didn't play well, right? Which means they didn't attack, which means we were attacking so much, but you think there's a case for us to we can attack even more now as a counter-attacking team because Belgium are going to attack. They've got 4 or 5 special players, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not as good as... people maybe make them out
to
be.
They have Kevin De Bruyne, really, and then the rest is kind of...
De Bruyne's my favourite player. Like,
Dunphy
so
said
good.
Afterwards, like, oh, De Bruyne wouldn't... what's he doing in that team? He's not getting into that City team. Guardiola's going to have none of them.
None of them. He was the best player City had all season. I mean,
Guardiola's
going
to be like, team sheet, right? Joe Hart, cool.
De Bruyne.
Played well. Joe Hart, they've got to keep in. His hair is immaculate. Yeah.
He's head and shoulders above the rest. Hey.
Cut it there. End
we're
the
done. We're done.
We're done. That's the most listeners will ever get. So, you know, I mean, okay, they've got De Bruyne, they've got Hazard, they've got Lukaku.
Their bench has got, they've even got Carrasco now as well, the Atletico lad. And they've got Dries Mertens.
I think they've got five players who are great, you know. But can they click? They couldn't in the Italy game.
No.
Let's hope they can't again, realistically. Yeah, I think it's there for Ireland to win. I think John Walters, right, losing John Walters, I don't think it's as big a blow as everybody's saying. You know what I mean?
Perfect.
It's just the change of tactics.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just as long as a change of personnel in the same tactics. That's what I mean. So, I mean, bringing on somebody like
James McLean.
That's the player.
When I saw the first lineup, I went, first time, you know, because during the thing, we always had one lad missing and it switched a bit. This was the full team. I saw them and I kind of went, oh, that's great. Then I went, oh, McLean's not on. And usually in my head, I'm always like, oh, I kind of like McLean.
Yeah.
Only for just get the ball and run straight
just
into the corner.
Just run, run, run.
Yeah. Corners.
McLean coming on the other day was, I was fine with that. McGeady coming on, I was not fine with.
No,
first thing he did was head the ball out of the fence. Then it only went far enough that he moved 4 yards away and then skied it out for a throw. That was his first involvement in the game.
And then there was a fucking attack towards the end. And
when
he went down and he stayed down.
The last attack of the game. And he went down and stayed down.
And knocked the ball
instead of letting play go on.
And then he just hopped up.
And then it was game over. No, they knocked the ball out. That was
the worst thing. Yeah, Glenn Whelan knocked the ball out.
It annoyed me so much.
You should apply to FIFA so Scotland can have him.
Just take him. Kosovo can have him.
Take James McCarthy as well.
Anybody.
So I think Kosovo now are going to be like, oh, we're going to have this lad and this lad.
These guys.
We can have McGeady.
So I'm going to go patriotic again.
Yeah.
Ireland win.
I can't go for it. I can't bet against them.
Yeah.
I went with an Ireland draw.
I'm going to go Ireland halftime, full-time.
I'm going to go 0-0, 1-1.
Yeah.
One of those.
I think it'll be 0-0.
0-0. Okay, good. All right, so I don't have that. And then here are my bets. Here are my bets for that day.
Yeah.
So it's a goal scorer, treble.
He's a Ryan special.
I have two bets. I've split my bets into a fiver each day. So here we go. These are mental. So Ireland, Belgium. Long anytime, 3-1. Iceland, Hungary. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to read my own writing right here. Zoltan Gera, the 37-year-old midfield maestro, 5-1.
How is he still playing?
Because he's immaculate. I'm telling you.
He's hungry.
And then in the same
six-a-side
team.
Oh yeah. And then Portugal, Austria, Arnautovic anytime, 9-2. 5 euro on that, 131-1. I tell you what, you might be laughing at that, Davey. Well, you hear this one.
Oh, God.
The other five are on Hendricks to get 2 goals. 100-1.
That's not that, like, I can't.
That's crazy.
That's a ludicrous.
He hit the bar twice.
Yeah.
And he had 2 saves.
Yeah.
Like, fair, he had a very good game.
Yeah, he had a great game. And I think their confidence is going to be unbelievable.
The ball breaks. Like, there will be shots hit from the edge of the box.
Exactly.
Matty Holland.
So yeah, those are
absolutely Matty Holland.
Those are my two bets for that day. So ideally what we want is
all of that
Ireland 3-0 and all those scorers. And then we're done. That's 1,200 euro. Done. I'm out of here.
I've split my bets as well. And I know you liked my day too. You were like, oh, that's possible. Well, I've went back to 29-1 jobs. The first one, I went with an Ireland draw, which is 13-5, which is all right. Mm-hmm. Then I went over 2.5 goals in the Iceland-Hungary game, which you said was 0-0. I have went opposite there. And that's only 5-4, but that's how confident I was in that.
That's really low for that game. You know, for Hungary, a team who weren't expected to score many at all, and then Iceland just squeezed a goal out of that. That's really low. I would have thought that would have been around at least a 7-4 or 2-1. But anyway.
And then Portugal to win and both teams to score.
Oh, wow.
11-4. Oh, 29-1.
Yeah, I don't like any of those.
So all like 29 all in.
Ireland draw is the only one I like there.
5 euro. Portugal and both to score and Iceland. Well, the next one is 19-1 with a 5 euro, and we've got our old Cristiano as evens to score any time.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
and it might even be a penalty or something.
Do you have a 5 on that?
Or no. That would really
be too easy.
That'd be way too easy. Really, you don't want to make it too simple, Davey.
No, yeah, no, I've doubled that.
Maybe Ryan would be like, I'll do one.
I'll get my tenner back.
Yeah, just, no, play it.
No, I went Shane Long and an Iceland one as well.
Iceland so win.
It's 31-20.
Okay. Even though I've said nil all, Iceland win is the more likely of the two. Yeah. So, yeah.
Ronaldo evens. And Long is 3-1.
If anybody's going to score, it is going to be Long. Yeah, I agree with
that. So it's 19-1 that trouble.
All right. That one's, yeah. Okay. I can go with that one. That's it. That's
so
a decent
you're not going with the 29-1. You don't think.
I don't think any of. Ireland draw. No, Ireland draw. I'd go with that. That would be.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I could go and do ball sports and try and claim a crossbar thing.
Get the only singles work on the crossbar. So none of these will work. I got to do all mine because I've got two of them that are crossbar ones.
That's just
as soon as every shot Hendrix takes, I'll be like, hit the bar or go in. Yeah, get my fiver back. Oh God, those are good ones. Okay, I can't wait for the next episode. Fingers crossed. By the time the next episode happens, we are guaranteed second round, beating Belgium. Four points in. Belgium bottom of the table, at least third place. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping for by the time the next episode happens. Yeah.
There's always one of the big favourites go out in the group stages. Every tournament.
Yeah.
You think it'll be Belgium?
England.
I think Belgium could be out. I'm hoping they are.
And Wilmots needs to get sacked.
If Ireland win, Belgium are out. And then Austria could go out. I mean, there's a number of teams who could go out in this early stage. But I think Belgium are the most likely, fingers crossed, touch wood. Ole, ole, ole. All that jazz. You've been listening to the Odds On podcast. Follow us on Twitter on Odds On Pod. You can also follow Ryan Cullen on
Ryan Cullen 90.
Ah, that's it. And Davey on
Davey Riley.
Thank you very much to Rob. I haven't thanked him in any of the episodes. Rob just sits here and does our engineering and makes sure our levels are okay and has no interest in football. It's incredible. When he said, "I'll have to charge you," now I understand why. You know, it makes sense. Thank you, Rob. Send us in your predictions for all these rounds of games. Share the podcast out to all your friends and all that. Thank you very much for listening, and we will talk to you in the next episode.
This show is part of the Sentinel Audio Podcast Network.